Tonight's shir should be the full shleima of
Yitzchok
ben
Myra.
Meira.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We have fascinating halachas this week. Really fascinating halachas, both relating to Kriyas Shema. Thank you very much. Both relating to Kriyas Shema and actually beyond as well. There's one really fascinating topic which I find is really going to the depth of tefillah. And that's about using other languages for davening, which is really, really interesting topic. We'll be learning also about standing or sitting during Kriyas Shema this week, Be'ezras Hashem. We'll also be learning about the wrong order in Kriyas Shema, as well as making other mistakes. And we'll also be learning about what happens if somebody comes late and what should he skip and what not. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we are up to Simon, Samach Beis. And we start to say base, but I'm going to be starting again from the from Sif Aleph of B'Shemitzvah. The didactic B'Shemitzvah, so we learned already, despite the fact that, so that's Samach base, yeah? I'm going to start from the beginning again. Aleph of B'Shemitzvah, the didactic B'Shemitzvah, so despite the fact that one should be medactic, one should be careful with the letters of Shema, as we discussed and previously, extensively so. Kor v'loy dikdek b'en, if you said Shema v'loy dikdek b'en, but you were not particularly careful, but yeah, but you're still Yoitze. So there is some words, if you say it slightly inaccurately, are still yoitz. However, some if you say it so incredibly inaccurately that you don't understand what another person would understand what you're talking about, in such an instance, you wouldn't be yoitz. But if there's a certain lack of articulation, you'll still be yoitz with yevet. Now, say Beis goes into greater detail and says as follows: Yochel ikroisa bechol loshon. You are able to say Shema in bechol loshon in other languages. Just like there is a halacha of being precise and articulate in Lashon HaKodesh, so too, if you say Shema in English, B'chol Lashon, you have to be very articulate and precise and be careful with your pronunciation. You have to be careful. I want to stop here for a few minutes and look at this halacha, which is very fascinating. So in principle, you are able to say Shema in other languages. You are able to say Shema in other languages. Is this only a halacha with regards to Kriyas Shema? What about if I really fancy saying Baruch Shama in English? Can I? And what's the halacha?
You can.
So if we learn to keep with regards to Kaddish, absolutely.
In the country that has.
Very good. I want to talk about this again. Yeah.
His name in
no, you could say it in. You could say it in English as well. You could say it. Hashem is just a Hashem is yeah. Hashem is doesn't really mean it's just a. It was reference.
You can't say the Lord.
So if you want to say Shema in English, you could say it, and you could refer to it in such in English way. You could. But there are certain disclaimers, which I'm going to look at Mishnah Berurah Cotton Gimel. B'chol Lashon. V'davka Shemeivim Bo'is Lashon, Mishnah Berurah says, it's got to be in the language that you understand. So, Sif Cotton Gimel. So in other words, if I were to say it in Chinese, I don't know Chinese, just for reference, yeah? So if I were to say it in Chinese, I can't be Yotze. Why? Because I don't speak Chinese. So it's got to be, you can only be Yoitze Kriyas Shema in the language you understand. If you were to say it in a different language, it's got to be a language you understand. We're going to talk about this more a little bit later, Mitzvah Shem. One sec. Yeah, that's right. V'u'adin b'tfila b'ikas ha'mozn b'kiddush b'ikas ha'mitzvahs v'ha'peres v'ha'lel. Mishnah Berurah says similarly also. Listen to what he says. V'u'adin b'tfila shmoneh esed. I want to say in English, I can. Because the Muslim want to bench in English, that's perfectly in order. Kiddush, just for the fun of it, you want to say it in a different language, that's fine. Because the mitzvah, because the halal, all that can be said in different languages. Continues the Mishnah Berurah.
But surely if you say it in a different language, how do you know the translation?
Very good. This is precisely the point Mishnah Berurah is going to get. That's spot on what the Mishnah Berurah is going to raise in a minute. For kalzim mitzad adin, that's only the ikra locha. Avol le mitzvah min hamufcha. But if you are trying to do the mitzvah in the most ideal way, hudafke b'loshen hakodesh, you must recite Kriyas Shema and the other tefillahs b'loshen hakodesh in loshen hakodesh. Chay gozav abach b'simen kuf tzadik gimel. Ayin b'sif ha'achronim. So, yeah, everybody agrees that lechatchila better say Lashna Kodesh. He says now in the Achronim Shlibur now said nowadays Av Mitzaradin Yishli Zoy Shalikoyso Balashnache. He says nowadays, in fact, it's even worse if you choose to say it in English. Not just the lechatchila, but you might even have a more serious problem by choosing to say it in English. Why? There's various words which we don't know. We don't know exactly how to translate certain words, such as tevas v'shinantom. What does v'shinantom mean? Very good. You're very good the way you're saying it, actually, because v'shinantom literally means to teach them. But he says, echoloshen limud, v'shinantom is teaching. And chidut means, כמו שאמר חזאל, you're referring to a gemara in kiddushin, שדיברי חתורה מחודדים בפיך. It should be sharp and precise and spot on. So v'shinantum has got two translations. One is teaching and one is having it sharp. Now you have combined both of them together, but he says it's not so simple. How are you going to translate that word? שאם ישאל חודם דבר, if a person asks you something, אל תגם game, don't stutter, ותואם אלוהי, but answer sharp and to the point. וכן כמה וכמה תיבויס. There's other words as well, which translation not so clear. שבקריאה שמע, שאין יודעים איתה, ביור על השנחה, such as כגון תיבס, as S, how do you say S in English? There is no such word in English. English language doesn't cater for S. What's the toy of voice? What's the toy of voice? What's that? Front? Frontlets?
That's what it says in
the
Afriki 2 and
what's Rashi saying? Yeah, so yeah. So you're referring to old Perushim, but the translation of letoy tofois, we don't know what to try. How are you gonna translate it? How does the article translate it? Yes, but that's how we interpret it. That's a perush. But that's not the translation. But however, if we say kiyashma in loshna kodesh v'chem betfila, simli usum in davon shmen ezer because we bench v'kiddush v'shari brachas and we recite all the brachas afilu meinu meivim loshna yotza, even if you don't understand what you're saying, if it's loshna kodesh you're going to be yotza even without understanding. Pardon? So what are you asking?
It is.
Modern Hebrew is very close.
Not the exact.
Correct. So therefore he's saying, if you choose to say Shema in Ivrit, if you translate it,
you've still got these words,
then, yeah, how are you going to translate those words? So how are you going to say the Toy Tofos?
I don't know.
We don't know what it means. We need to come on. We know that Toy Tofos means something, and we know that Chazal explain it and interpret it being tefillin. For that, we need to tell Shabal Peh for that. But we don't really read the translation. So most translations are going to be explanations or interpretations, or you're going to say right outright tefillin. But it is really hard to know what it means.
Why does he preface that by saying it would be a main?
Because the assumption is that in the times of Chazal, the...
That's a word that doesn't have a simple
payment. Yeah, but it could be that... I hear what he's saying. I assume that the Mishnah Berurah understood that in previous generations, going back to the Gemara's times, that there would have been more accurate. But it's a good always saying there would have been perhaps words that were as perhaps. No, but I hear you. Oh, it's a good point. Yeah, Tefillah probably less of a point. Yeah. Simage, Sachnia. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, so, but here we've got two potential problems in saying it in English. So one problem is that it's got to be a language first of all, either way, it's more lechatchila to say it in Loshna Kodesh. And even, that's generally speaking, and more specifically speaking, that there is certain words we don't have to translate. I want to point out that I want to add a couple of things to that. First of all, there is a very interesting bialocha, which we've mentioned previously, and it's a controversial bialocha. And it's an unclear, it's ambiguous. So the Bialocha says, what happens if you choose to say Kiyashma or Shmoyne Esser? And that was very relevant when it came to, when he can you say Kiyashma or Shemaine Esther in a different language, if you are particularly from, you speak Russian, say, and you want to say it in English, you want to say it in Russian. I'll tell you why I'm asking, because the halacha says, if you want to say it in English, it's got to be Beloshna Meduberes in that particular country. You can only say it in English if you're in England. You can only say it in Turkish in Turkey. Beloshna, it brings the raya from a Gemara in Kiddushin. They can only say it in that different language if that is the norm and the regular language in that particular country. Fascinating bialocha. He asks a few questions. At the end, he leaves it with Tzorech Ian. But that's what the bialocha passed. I'll tell you why this is very relevant. I heard this, and I may have mentioned it in the previous year, that Aduna told me that when the Russian immigrants started going to Eretz Yisrael, when was that? The Russian, when the communist Soviet Union broke down, and people... Yeah, and the Yidden were allowed to move away from Russia, from the Soviet Union, and go to Eretz Yisrael. Tens of thousands of Yidden embarked and traveled to Eretz Yisrael. Some of them actually were not even Yidden, but many, many thousands of Yidden did. Yeah, that was a big problem about Yichus, a massive issue. Some of them literally had no clue. Many had no clue whatsoever about Yiddishkeit. And now you tell them, you go and say Kriyat Shema. What's that? No idea. No idea. Now you say, okay, you know what? We're going to help you. We're going to give you the Russian translation. So there you go. Do you want to give an English Russian translation to say Shema? Right. Okay. So if you do that in Russia, good. Go ahead. Be makara them. Give them something. And no lechatchila, you say loshna galit. But for them, come on. There's no lechatchila when it comes to those people. I've never seen a Shema in their lives. So give it to him in Russian. Great. But now Bialocha tells us, no. Becholoshn only works in that particular country. In other words, if you give them Russian translation in Russia, that's great. But if you give them a Russian translation at Israel, no. It's not a loshna meduberes in that particular country. Found a very fascinating psak. Meaning? Can you transliterate that?
No, I'm saying because when you say Shema, you're really supposed to be reading it.
Indeed.
So, if you've got it in, say, Russian letters, the result is that you say Shema. It's quite literally Shema.
In which language are you saying it?
Hebrew words written in Russian.
Yeah, that's great. If you say Loshna Kodesh, even if you don't understand a word, that's brilliant. No, you can say it and you can write it in English letters. No. You can say it and you can write it in English letters. That's fine. You can write it in English letters. Shema, S, H, etc. You can write it in English letters. But what is interesting, there is a famous people say over, and I think it's quite true, that the Bris Kerov, famously, was very medactic b'mitzvahs. And they said Biskarov had lots of chumris and lots of idurim and lots of, and it's very well known that Biskarov, when it came to the word Asev, which means what?
Grass.
He got quite concerned about not being able to express in a guttural way the word Asev. And Asev, Besotcha. Asev. So they say Biskarov was very concerned about the ayin and the... So they said he used to say Asev numerous times, and eventually he went to the Yiddish translation Goz, which means grass, and he carried on after having said the Yiddish word as opposed to the Loshna Kodesh word. If this story is true, then I think we've got a problem from this Bialocha, because Bialocha says, I don't know if Yiddish is Yiddish.
I don't agree with this.
No, absolutely not.
It sounds like a
bit Kiddush. Yeah. So it could be that the Biskarov wasn't didn't agree on the Mishnah. That could certainly be. Yeah, that could be. It's and furthermore, just to add to your point, which is very accurate, the Mishnah himself leaves in later editions. Mishnah seems to have been chozer on it. He leaves the Tzorech and he's not sure about it. Yeah, so that's what he brings that. He discusses that mamash. Yeah. Yeah.
He could.
Yeah.
But if he's not in Israel.
Yeah, then it won't be. Very good point. That's interesting. If he's not saying Loshna Kodesh. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to be too political over here because it's a little bit, slightly politically inclined question that you're asking. It depends if modern Hebrew is Loshna Kodesh or not. Some people hold that modern Hebrew is Loshna Kodesh, just like Loshna Kodesh has developed over centuries and kind of had some tweaks and change of the century. Loshon HaKodesh from the Mishnah is different Loshon HaKodesh in the Rishonim, in the Achronim time. It all has slightly different. So Modern Hebrew, some people claim that it has got the Kedusha of Loshon HaKodesh. Many others disagree and hold that Loshon HaKodesh is a different language, that Modern Hebrew is a different language altogether. If it is a different language, then yes, you're right. Then if somebody would say Shema in Modern Hebrew in England, he wouldn't be yotze according to this bialocha. But it is it's a machloek as to whether Modern Hebrew is classified Loshon HaKodesh or not. Makes a lot of nafkaminas. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. These things could be problematic. Could be at times problematic. Yeah. So this is interesting. It's interesting. I want to point out my own observation, Rabbi Isai, before we move on with Siv Gimel. It is interesting that historically, please correct me if I'm wrong. Historically, there was been several communities and how should we call this? There's been various societies within Klal Yisrael that changed and moved the davening into the home languages. Most prominently, perhaps, the Reform movement, the Haskalah movement in Germany. They started, one of the first steps they made was to change the language of the Tefillah. And a lot of the, before they even changed the Nusach HaTefillah, they changed the language. And they said this was very much in the early generations of the Haskalah movement. We're going back the very, very early 1800s, late 1700s, early, and they changed. And this was really, they claimed that this is based on halacha. It's based on halacha. You know, it says, you can't be able to. And they changed the Loshon HaTefillah into other languages. It's interesting to note that it never lasted, and it only spilled out of control. And these Yidden didn't last on, didn't remain in the, how should you call it, in the fold of Yiddishkeit. So it seems to be that there is something very intrinsic and very crucial about davening Loshon HaKodesh. Even if you don't understand, it seems to be very, very much essential that we daven in Loshon HaKodesh, even if we don't understand certain words. It looks like it's really, really essential yisod. We carry on with Siv Gimel Rabbosai. Tzorech Lashmiel Le'oznoi. When you say Shema, you say it loud enough that you hear it. Mashemot Tzibibwa, you articulate. You've got to be vocal that you hear what you're saying. If you don't hear what you're saying, as long as you articulate, you must have verbalized it. You don't have to hear it. You hear it, but as long as you actually get it out of your lips, you must have moved your lips. Your yotze. But if it's quieter than that, if you didn't actually move your lips, then you're not yotze. What happens with if you're thinking through Shema positively, concentrate very consciously? You think about it very, very hard. So here the halacha is hiru lav kedibur, despite the fact that there is some discussion in other areas of halacha, but here certainly hiru, thinking, lav kedibur, is not like speaking it out. So because we discussed when it came to Birkas HaTorah, do you remember? Are you allowed to think Torah before you say Birkas HaTorah? You're allowed to think Torah before you say Birkas HaTorah? You can't. Why? You're still thinking Torah. Because here will be day where Choshesh, the Hiru Kedibu. Perhaps thinking Torah is like speaking. So it's a high level of. So you can't think Torah before Birkas HaTorah. But over here, we're saying the flip side is that we are not Yotze Shema if we just think about Shema and we don't actually say it. Very good. That's going to be Siv Dalet. Correct. If somebody's unwell, or he's got an emergency, all he did is said Shema in his heart. What does that mean to say Shema in his heart? What does that mean? Yeah, it's like he said in his heart. He thought about it. Yotze is Yotze. So how does that make sense? So you can be. So can you not be Yotze by thinking about Shema? Can you be Yotze? Can you not be Yotze? 30 seconds ago we said you can't be Yotze. He will laugh kedib. But now we're suddenly saying, yeah, if you're chayle oynitz, you can. So how does that work? Can you or can you not be Yotze by thinking Shema?
Got no alternative.
So, can you? So, if somebody is an alternative, but halachically speaking, how does that work? Is there a way of being Yotziki Hashemam B'Doraisa in a thinking way, or not?
If you're able to speak at all, then no.
But that's an interesting way of putting it. Normally, we don't find this. You know, either how the mechanics of Shema work on a Doraisa level? Can you be Yotzi or not? You can't make. There's normally no lechatchelim b'diavad in the Torah. It doesn't really. So that the Mishabuyi helps us with this. And he says, no, don't make a mistake. Yotzer, hi Yotzer, lo legamri koma. Of course you're not Yotzer, really. Don't the kind, but don't hear Kedibu. And the return of the alcohol pony, but shosh and yoch ledaba, yahar kershma belibo. Of course you're not Yotzer. Of course you're not Yotzer. You're thinking about Shema Yotzer. Of course you're not Yotzer. It's, as you said, better nothing. It's some sort of level of something. In other words, if you can't say Shema because a person is never really unwell, or in a person is completely unable to recite Shema, okay, so at least do that. But it doesn't mean you're Yotze. And certainly, if a person is able to say Shema, certainly, he cannot be Mahara, and he will not be Yotze any level of Kir Shema by just being Mahara. That's exactly what we're talking about. That will be the case. Yeah. So better than nothing. Absolutely. Should, really must do. He should. That's all he can do, so he should. Yeah, so it could be that there is various levels within that, and often you're right, he won't be Yotze, but he won't be obligated in the first place. But you know, if he wants to and he's able to say to do something, then I suppose he should. You're right, then many times it'll be potter for mitzvahs.
I mean, like somebody who can hear but can't speak.
Yeah, for instance, yeah. What do you want to add? Yeah, that would be yeah. So look what the Bialochan the Ramah adds as follows: V'ablechatchila yaseh kain. He should also lechatchila do so. If he's unable to verbalize Shema, then at least he should think about it. If he's in a very dirty place, in a really really dirty place, v'enu yochel in akoysoy mishum oynes, and he's unable to clean the premises, it's an oynes. So he has got an enormous smell, or he's very, very dirty. So, of course, you can't say Shema properly. So, at least think about it. Think about it in your heart. But he says that if it comes to a level that is extremely dirty, so there's, I suppose, two levels within that as well. If it's extremely dirty, also, so he says that if it's extremely dirty that he can't even. So, it could be that it's a level that it's so dirty he cannot be Mahar B'divei Torah. And then you won't be able to do that as well. So, there's two levels. Ideally, of course, a person should say Shema if he can. If a person is at a level that he can't say Shema, then he should at least be Mahara, at least Mahara. But then there's levels that there's a very strong odor, or it's a very dirty place to an extent that he can't even be Mahara, but even because he'll you know, to some extent, Kedibu, and therefore he can't even be thinking about Shema. Yeah, so nowadays we hold that Beis HaKisei. Yeah, so that probably would be within that category that the hill perhaps is not there, you know, perhaps. I suppose that would be an example. That would be an example that he should be Mahara, yeah. And let's just finish off Sif Hei for tonight. So, Chiyach Tzibu Lashmiah Koyle B'Shmai Yisrael. The Chazna is called Nalocha. It's called a din that he should be Mashmiah Koyloi. He should say loud, clear, and in a powerful way, he should say Shema Yisrael. Kiti Shishmu HaKol, that the community should hear him. V'amlichu Shem Shema Yachad, and it should be encouraged to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. So the Shliach Tzibur is going to be to influence and to encourage everybody to make the Ribbono Shel Olam in a united fashion. So that's what the Shliach Tzibur's tafkid is. To summarize, we learned this evening, gentlemen, we learned about there's a halacha that when he's able to say Kiryat Shema B'chol Loshon, and that if one says in other languages, one should also be careful about the articulation and the correct translation. Mishibu doesn't like it, and he says either way, Lechatchila should say Loshon HaKodesh, as well as anyway, there's many words that we don't exactly know how to translate. Bialocha mentions that if you say a different language, should be in the language of that particular country, leaves it with the Tzorchin. Then we learned also that a person should articulate in a way that he can hear what he's saying. If a person is unable to hear what he's saying, that if he just verbalized it, even if he didn't hear it. But he will laugh kedibu, and he's not yoitz about just thinking about it. At the same time, if a person is really unwell or annoyed, then he should at least be mehariki ashema. It's better than nothing. But if a person finds himself in a place which is very, very dirty or a smell odor, then of course he can't even be mehariki ashema, because you can't be thinking about Torah in a mokum atu nefes. Finally, we learned that the shliach tzibur is galocha to be inspiring others by saying shema loud. And with this, we've completed Simchat Beis. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow evening. Same time, same place, Simon Samach Gimel.